Good day to you. Today we continue our Reformation reflections. Yesterday we talked about the first of the Lutheran Reformation hallmark statements that we are saved by grace alone. Now today I want to think about that we are saved by faith alone. And as we do that, I want to think about for a second, define faith. What does it mean when you say, I believe in God the Father Almighty. I believe in Jesus Christ, His only Son, our Lord. I believe in the Holy Spirit. Or in the confession of sins, we might say something like, have mercy on me, trusting in your unfailing love, right? What does it mean? Faith is simple trust. Hebrews chapter 11 says that faith is being sure of what we hope for. It is certainty, right? And faith is being sure what we hope for and certain of what we do not see. We can't necessarily see that we are forgiven. We can't see Jesus. We can't see heaven. And yet we know that we are saved by God's grace, His undeserved love. We know that we have that certainty. It's not because of what we do. It's because we trust what God has done for us in Jesus. In Martin Luther's time, and even Martin Luther himself for a long, long time thought he had to do something to be saved, that it was by works you were saved. No, he discovered from Scripture it is by faith you have been saved. In Romans chapter 1, he came across a passage that quotes, I believe it was Habakkuk, when it says, the righteous will live by faith. And that passage stumped him. It stumped him for days, it seems. And yet when he realized that it is by faith we are saved, oh, what a release that was. That he is saved by grace through faith, and the righteous, people who are made righteous by God through Christ, live by faith. They trust it. Faith is sure what we hope for. It is certainty. And so we are certain that we are saved by grace through faith alone, not by what we do, not by works, but faith worked by God through God the Holy Spirit, through word and sacrament, to create faith, to strengthen faith, all to God's glory. And yet that faith dwells in our hearts, and we live by faith every day. Faith that we are saved by grace through faith alone. May God be with you today as we will close out again with prayer. Lord Jesus, we thank you for your grace, that you have saved us through your great love for us. Cause your Spirit to dwell in our hearts. Increase our faith. Help us every day to trust in you and your promises that we are saved only by what you have done for us. And we are saved by a simple, simple trust, a childlike trust in your cross and the empty tomb. Guide us, be with us every day. Amen.